Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Hey, this is Tom O'Pennicate. You're listening to Metal Geeks. Rock out with your geek out.
Hey, everybody. This is Larry Roberts, guitarist from November's Doom, and you are listening to Metal Geeks Podcast. Rock out with your geek out, or get the hell out.
Balls.
Well, damn it, stop saying balls every time. Welcome, my friends, to episode number 81 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. I am your host. I am Kerry G., Kerry the Metal Geek, as well as
George.
Hey, this is Dave.
And we have some special guests this evening. We have Mr. Justin Corbett from the Comical Podcast and Adventure the Geekery.
What's up, guys?
And we have our resident intern, our Instagram guru, Bill. How you doing, sir?
How's everybody doing? Just fine, thanks.
We're okay. Thanks for having us. It's your show now, man. I'm leaving it all to you.
You're done.
I'm done.
You have the steering wheel now.
So what's everybody been geeking out about?
See? He's taking the reins. He's good.
Why do we have you here, Kerr?
I don't know.
It's
I'm
going to
fucking
equipment.
Leave. It's my equipment. In my account. So, yeah, that's a good idea. What have you guys been doing? What have you guys been playing, watching? Let's start with Dave.
I've been real goddamn busy, and
as we all have,
mostly I've been playing on the Retron 5
stuff. How's that going?
It's a lot of fun. I played through Legend of Zelda, and now I'm doing Quest 2.
Wow.
Legend of Zelda. So I'm trying to do them as unassisted as I can get away with. So that's tough on those old NES games. So.
You don't using any cheats or
any game genies?
No, I'm not certainly not any like game hacking breaks. I'm talking about like finding maps and online doing all that stuff. No walkthroughs. I'm trying to do as much of it on my own as I can.
All right.
So I've played through the second quest in Legend of Zelda like once before ever. So
I think a long time ago I did. It makes it more difficult, right?
It's some of the enemies are a little bit tougher. They've been kind of beefed up and have extra attacks, but mostly it's just that they've moved everything around. Everything's in a completely
the dungeons are
in different places. Yeah. All of the items are in different places and out of order and all that. So,
yeah, good job, Nintendo. You thought you beat the game? No, nope. Play again.
You were wrong.
You been watching any movies or TVs or anything?
I watched a movie. So we're already ready for fall and Halloween and all that shit to be here.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty much all the time though for me. But we've gone ahead and started our horror movie watching for the fall season. And so watched a couple of things. Watched Mr.
Roger
Jones, I think was the name of the
Mr.
movie.
Jones?
It was the middle act was interesting and I enjoyed it. The beginning and the end of the movie were a fucking train wreck. So
that's the most important part.
Yeah.
The ending.
And it was a disaster. it was terrible. But the middle.
When you have a horror movie based off a Counting Crows song, it's going to be bad.
Unless it's a murder of one, then you might have a horror movie in there somewhere.
I didn't. That's the only song I know by that.
So
I don't know
I'm
any
a big Counting Crows
song.
Fan.
That's right. You are. You mentioned that before.
I am actually a huge Counting Crows.
That's the dude that became a country singer afterwards, right?
No, they're
still doing Counting Crows.
Oh, Hootie and the Blowfish. I always get confused. It's the other black.
They're still
singer.
Counting Crows. They haven't stopped yet.
Nope, still counting them.
Wow, good for them.
So that movie sucked. Last night we watched.
I'll make sure I won't watch it then.
Yeah,
is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it is.
All right, so make sure you just stay away from it.
Like most crappy movies are, or sci-fi.
Yeah, between every good movie, there's like thousands of bad movies on Netflix. Yeah.
We watched Jug Face last night.
I watched
not a porn.
I watched Volume 27 the other night.
Yeah, Jug Face was kind of a. It's a horror. It is a horror movie, but it's not not to me really a horror movie.
There's a lot of jugs in it?
Huh?
There any lot of jugs in it?
There are some.
So Jugface, is a guy's head like a big jug and they play him like in an old, you know, like the old country bands?
No.
Is it about juggalos?
It does.
Juggalos?
it does have to do with hillbillies.
Oh, so
you were close.
I was close, yeah.
You were close.
Juggalos, hillbillies. They're the same thing.
But yeah, it's because what's going on in the movie kind of gets explained as you're watching the movie. So when it starts out, not a whole lot is explained, which is kind of nice. I like that. But the whole movie, yeah, it's about this weird like backwoods community and their bizarre religious cult-like behavior. But it's not your typical like backwoods slasher movie. It felt more like a Stephen King story to me.
Did it feel like a Stephen King movie?
No, Stephen King movies are usually really, really bad, and there's a reason for that. But this one felt like it kind of felt like a Stephen King kind of a story, just in kind of how things are portrayed and how things play out and how the supernatural is handled.
Right on.
Seemed kind of Kingish to me, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because it was different than your usual horror movies but it didn't suck. Because there's so many shitty, shitty horror movies, and some of them try to be different, and they're usually bad at it. This one I felt like was pretty successful. It's not like the movie of the year or anything, but I thought it was an enjoyable watch, had a decent story. So, cool. If you like horror movies and like, you know, different, weird horror shit,
oh yeah,
check out Jugface. It's on Netflix.
So. Jugface.
And Jugface makes a whole lot more sense.
It has the Metal Geek
after you've watched the movie.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's scary to think that Halloween is literally like 2 months away.
Yeah, that is true. It was coming up to the middle of August already.
Yeah, so. And I found this out by I printed some photos that I've taken, and I went to Hobby Lobby to buy some frames. And everything there is like Halloween themed. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I walked in.
We went to the grocery store where there was like Halloween themed stuff out already. I'm like... What?
It was only July, people. What's going on? And then, well, when I went, it was July, and now it's August. But yeah,
time flies.
It does. It's scary.
So, you've been playing any games? Watching anything?
Games, not so much, because I haven't had a lot of time. Because been working a lot recently. Movies I watched. I watched It Follows. Finally,
yeah.
I heard a lot of good things. Movie. Yeah, it's kind of like a horror movie, but
they just discussed that. I listened to another show called Cadcast, and they were just talking about that. And so they talked about the plot with it. So it's a demon or a monster that follows you after you have sex.
Well, it's not really a demon or a monster. It's an it. It's a thing. You don't really know what it is, and
so it's the it, and it follows.
Yes.
That makes sense.
So the way it gets passed on is that you have sex with somebody, and when you have sex with someone, it follows them, and it doesn't run or anything like that. It just slowly walks, and if it touches you, you die, kind of deal.
Okay, so you have sex with somebody. What happened to that person that you just had sex with? They had it already, right?
So yes.
It stopped following them.
Yeah, it stopped following them and started following the person they had sex with.
Well, why don't you just go like have sex with like. A porn star or something.
That's what happens in the movie. That does happen in the movie.
Okay.
But see, once it attacks somebody, it goes backwards and goes after the people that last had it.
So you're just buying time at
yes,
that point.
Yes, you're buying time. The whole movie's about buying time. But it's really cool. It feels like an old 80s horror movie.
Like, talked about the music, like it was very like,
well,
like thematic.
Did you ever play pop. Fez?
Yeah.
The guy who did the music for Fez did the music for this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name is Disaster Piece.
Okay.
At least that's what he goes by.
I'm sure that's not what his parents named him.
And what else did I watch? Another 80s-themed action film called The Guest. That was really good. Finally saw John Wick, which was awesome.
John Wick is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of it.
What do you need a plot for? Just go around and kick some ass.
No, they had a pretty good plot, and well, I like the underlining, like, you know, I don't want to ruin
it. It wasn't
anything.
Convoluted a plot, you know.
No,
what I mean?
There's not much to it. Yeah. No, this is like, hey, they killed my dog and they took my car. I'm gonna kick some ass.
Like a country song.
Yeah, just with country song that rocked.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know how the hell they're going to make a sequel, but a sequel's in the works for John Wick.
Hopefully you won't interfere with the Bill and Ted sequel.
Yeah, I really want a Bill and Ted 3 before anything else happens.
Those are drastically different roles.
You never know, though.
It needs to happen.
I think Keanu Reeves can manage the scope.
Of the non-talking lethal killer and the guy that says, whoa.
Yeah. Hey, he talks a little bit in John Wick. Very little.
Very little.
You haven't been playing any games?
The only game I played recently was I started replaying God of War for some reason. I had some time to kill, so I started replaying the games.
Cool. Now, our special guest over here, Justin, what have you been into besides reading a shitload of comic books?
Well, obviously reading a shitload of comic books.
Yeah.
I've watched a few TV series. I started watching Mr. Robot. I really like it. I cannot believe it, right? Yeah, well, he's in there, but he's not the main character.
He's a minor role in it.
Yeah. I can't believe it's a USA show, honestly. It feels like an AMC show.
Well, the producers of House of Cards are on that show.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, in my opinion. So check it out. Don't just discard it because it's a USA show, but it's a lot better than you think it'll be. So I watched that. I finished watching Sense8 not that long ago.
They just season 2 just got approved.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that yet. Is it good? Like really good?
I heard it's hard to get into.
It's hard to get into. It's extremely slow.
It's the Wachowskis, right?
It's just interesting enough. Yeah, it's Wachowski brothers and J. Michael Straczynski.
No, the
Wachowski siblings and J. Michael Straczynski.
Yeah, JMS.
It builds really slowly.
Okay.
But you get introduced to a little bit more about each character in every single episode, and as it goes on, it just becomes more and more intriguing. And by the time you hit episode 5 or 6, it starts to get really, really good. And the last few episodes of the season are amazing. But
can you skip to episode 5 then?
You won't make any sense at all if you try to skip. I'd also like to warn everybody that there is a considerable amount of sex. Male on male, male on female. And the thing is, all these people are connected. They all are all telepathically linked. So whenever one person in the group starts to have sex, they all feel it. And they all envision it happening to them. So every time somebody in the group gets it on, you get to see 7 other people like join in the action. So there's a lot of dong.
A lot of orgies, huh?
There's a lot of orgies. Yeah.
Maybe that's how to get rid of it. The It Follows.
Maybe that is. Confuse the creature or whatever it is. There's 8 of them. What do I do?
I don't know what to do.
I can't split in half.
Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty much it. I've been listening to the new Fear Factory album a lot. Really jamming on that.
The new Fear Factory, we've been discussing this. It is so good.
Yeah.
It's called Genexus. If you're a fan of Demanufacture back in, what, 95 when it came out? 94?
97.
No, it was before then, wasn't it?
I thought Soul of a New Machine was 94.
Maybe. To me, it's a direct sequel to Demanufacture. It's a concept-based album. It's the first album in a long time written by Dino and Burton.
No, you're right, 95.
95?
Yeah.
And it has Reese Philbert doing all like the background synths and, you know, the sound effects and everything. And it makes it into that electronic, you know, mechanical masterpiece that it is.
Yeah.
And it's fucking heavy. Yeah, they use a real drummer this time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did they not use a real drummer before?
They have been known to use pre-programmed drums, so. But you, there's something natural about that.
They're phonies.
That's generally a big no-no in metal.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, the band, Dino and Burton together are really talented writing duo.
Yes.
But independently, they both have flaws in their writing process.
Sure.
And since they've been split up, those flaws have become extremely apparent. Every album since Digimortal, I feel like, they've both kind of struggled a little bit to make them listenable. And there's some good songs on every album, but this is the first one where it's been a great album from beginning to end in a long time.
Yeah, and there's these there's classic moments on the album already. I mean, you listen to it and you're like, wow, this song, it's like the replica of this album. And it's like, it's immediate that it's going to be a classic song in their set for the rest of their career.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Agreed.
Yeah. Check it out. Genexus from Fear Factory. Not sponsoring this show, but buy it anyways.
Yeah.
Now, what have you been into, Bill?
I've been watching the Friday sci-fi lineup.
I'm sorry.
I know it's a lot of people like to throw darts at sci-fi, but they do some good...
Are you sure it's not pronounced sci-fi?
Yeah, actually, it is.
But, is it really? I don't know.
No.
I've been trying to watch a little bit of... just because they go to Universal in Florida. Sharknado 3.
Sharknado 3. Yeah.
I can't get through it.
Really?
It's so bad.
Wait, but it's meant
wait
to
for,
be.
Wait for Rift Tracks to do it, and because I will be there, so you can come with me.
All right, when Rift Tracks, I can definitely deal with that.
I'll go and check it out.
Well, part two was on TV yesterday when we were getting ready to go out and do shit, and we just started watching part of it. I'm like, yeah.
People got paid to make that movie.
I wish I could get paid to make shit like that.
But it's the show Defiance, which is a show that's been running on Sci-Fi. Oh, yeah. For...
I watched the a little bit of the first season. Yeah.
It's been running. This is the third season, and they're finally getting to where they're starting to flesh out the characters better.
Is the video game still going on? Because they released that video game at the same time.
I do believe so, because I don't play the video game, but there is a blurb at the bottom of the screen to get certain...
Right, because it was an online multiplayer game that choices that characters made in the video game would reflect right into the TV show, which I always thought was cool, but the game and the movie or the show wasn't that great.
Well, the show is actually pretty good. It's fair to middling. The show that I'm really enjoying on there is Killjoys. Now, this is a show about space bounty hunters.
Oh, really?
It's from the makers of Lost Girl before the show Lost Girl went off the rails. And it's got one of the Ashmore twins in it.
Sean, or?
I can't remember which one's which. It's not the one that was in...
X-Men.
Yes, that one.
Okay, so it's the other Ashmore.
Yes. And
the other dude.
And of course there's the traditional girl in leather bounty hunter, and they have to navigate doing their hunts for warrants throughout the universe. But it's been very good for their first season. It's just about to end here in a couple of weeks. And then lastly, Dark Matter, which is a show from the makers of Stargate.
You have a lot of time to watch TV.
I do. I watch a lot of TV. I won't go into Falling Skies and The Last Ship and Vikings.
I need to... I guess I play too many video games, because if I stop playing video games, I would have more time to watch TV, apparently.
Yes. I'm in the same boat as Bill. No video games, but lots of TV.
Lots of TV.
Yeah.
And I can't wait, because on Sci-Fi, iZombie, which is The Walking Dead, but ratcheted up a bit, about to 11.
iZombie?
I'm sorry. Z-Nation.
Z-Nation, okay.
Yeah, Z-Nation. Right. It's like
iZombie is definitely not Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was like, really?
Well, there was like that one scene where they kiss somebody. That doesn't happen.
And Haven is coming back, which is another show on there I enjoy. I happen to be a fan of the Sci-Fi Network.
So you're our sci-fi correspondent from now on, or okay, sci-fi channel correspondent.
So you're the guy.
I'm that guy.
You're the guy that keeps that show, that channel running.
You're the guy that keeps the Nielsen rating up.
I threaten to boycott them every time they cancel a show I like. They recently canceled Helix, which I was just starting to enjoy.
Yeah.
I tried watching that. I couldn't get past the first season.
I had to work my way through the first season.
I got mad when they canceled Alpha on me, so.
Alpha, that's another one. When they
only made two seasons of that, right?
Yeah, they only did two seasons. And they ended on a horrible cliffhanger. Yeah. Horrible cliffhanger.
That's why I'll never
watch Space City Con. I was on a panel on Friday. We talked about shows that we still love that were canceled too early, and that was the one that kept them bringing up.
Alphas.
It was just a
everyone in the
ending.
Crowd kept mentioning Firefly, because that's all everyone ever wants
to talk
about.
Yeah, people talk about Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you talk
about it? Just get over it already. Jesus.
Pretty much.
Well, speaking of that, Con Man is going to start in on Vimeo.
September, yeah.
In September 30th.
Yeah, but you got to rent it from Vimeo. That's lame.
You do?
Yeah, it's not free.
It's not free, yeah.
I wish it was
a boy from the other room who was on the show last week just said she would rent it. That was my money, but
of course
she
would. Of course she would rent it.
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
He does need a paycheck.
Carrie, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Yeah. I've been... I finished the first season of Star Wars Rebels and the first episode they put out for season two.
I haven't watched any of season two, except for the first episode.
I'm well behind on Star Wars Rebels. I was kind of the first one, I think, to bring that one up here, and I've fallen behind on it. So
how far behind are you?
I don't even remember. It's been a long time since I've
watched it. Well, I discovered on my... We have DirecTV, so I discovered that there's a DirecTV app that I can log into and... They have them on demand, so I can watch them at work during my lunch break, and that's really helped me out on a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like,
they're all sitting on the DVR, just waiting.
That's my problem.
So, But I have the same kind of resource available. I could watch them anywhere. It's just a matter of remembering to and finding time and all that kind of stuff.
I still like the show. There's a couple of some cheesy moments on it, but it's the closest also, thing.
It's a Cartoon Network show for kids.
It's a Cartoon Network. I thought it was Disney. Disney XD.
I'm sorry, but yeah, it is Disney XD. But it's okay. Like I'm easily looking over all of that kind of stuff.
Doesn't the Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon show start soon?
Yeah, yes. I saw the preview for the Guardians of the Galaxy show.
September, I believe. I think they're going to do a preview.
No, it doesn't. The animation looks pretty cool, too.
It looks pretty decent.
Another cartoon I've been watching a lot of is Rick and Morty.
Me too.
That's awesome.
I love Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I got it on Blu-ray.
And I have not watched Adventure Time yet. I know.
You never watched an episode of Adventure Time?
I have not yet.
Seriously?
We talked about it like a year ago on the show, and I got caught out by somebody on Facebook the other day. She messaged me and she said, "Hey, have you watched Adventure Time yet? You just talked about it on this episode." I was like, "Oh, no, I haven't."
You watch Adventure Time?
I love Adventure Time.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but Carrie is going to love Adventure Time.
Yes, Carrie's absolutely going to love Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Just got to give it a chance, man.
I probably haven't watched it in a season and a half.
Yeah.
The problem that we have is that we kind of got into it, and then we were like, okay, but we kind of want to, because it builds on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very episodic, but stuff happens that's built
that on matters,
it. Yeah. And we're like, okay, so we kind of want to watch this from the beginning, and so we're kind of stuck in that limbo space where it's like, you know, there's some stuff available on Netflix and other kind of resources like that, but, you know, there's gaps, and so we're not seeing the new stuff that's coming out, and we're missing things in the middle and all this kind of stuff. So that's kind of fed the not keeping up with it. But great show, though.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It really is.
If you like that, I'm going to go ahead and speak up again for Steven Universe. I have been keeping up with Steven Universe.
Steven Universe is great.
And it's awesome. Steven Universe is fantastic.
I haven't watched as much Steven Universe, but what I've seen, I've liked.
For a kids show on a kids network, they have done so much thinking about the world they're telling the story in, and they reveal it very slowly over time. And if you go back and watch old episodes over again, which we do constantly because my kids love the show, so we're watching the show all the time, and frequently we're watching old episodes and we're like, hey, that off-the-cuff remark that didn't matter for anything shows up like 20 episodes later and is an actual important part of the story. And they really build on it. That happens a lot. So
wow. I have been playing a lot of video games, though. I've been... Okay, you know I am a sucker for the Lego video games.
Uh-huh.
I've been stuck on Lego Jurassic World again.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that game got kind of boring after a while.
It does. Like any Lego game, after about 12, 14 hours.
George and I just crushed Battletoads arcade game before we came in here. We beat the whole thing. Yeah, we
got the whole thing in an hour.
Yep.
It only took us like 75 continues.
Maybe 100, but we didn't keep count.
Yeah, where Replay came out, I've been playing a little bit of that. I played a little bit of the arcade game, but RC Pro-Am is one of my favorite games of all time. I love that game. The original Battletoads, still hard as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I've finished a level without dying a couple of times.
And they released temporarily, if you have Killer Instinct, you have Season 2, you can download, I believe it's Rash, from the Battletoad for like up until September or something. But
for free. Yeah, that's
then
cool.
He'll go away, and then he'll come back in Season 3, which comes out next year. Which is weird they're doing it that way, but...
Wait, so in September the character goes away?
Sort of like a beta. Yeah.
That's lame. That yeah. He was actually a fun character to play with.
Yeah. I was kicking ass with him. It's pretty cool.
Although I haven't played Killer Instinct since Nintendo 64 days, so...
The last movie I saw in the theater, I think, was Ant-Man.
So. I think that was the last movie I saw, too.
You saw Mission Impossible, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did see Mission Impossible.
I still
want to
see that.
Okay. I totally forgot about that.
You
want
to go?
Yeah.
We'll go, because my wife has no interest at all.
Yeah, mine either.
I'll go see it again.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
We should see it in IMAX.
Let's see it this Saturday.
Maybe.
Or Sunday.
We'll see.
Or Monday.
We'll find a time.
Or you go see it in IMAX.
Yeah, maybe.
It was shot in IMAX, so you should see it in IMAX.
Okay.
But it was really good. I enjoyed the hell out of Mission Impossible. Although I don't think as good as Ghost Protocol, it was still pretty good. And it's actually one of the few Mission Impossible, I think any of the Mission Impossibles, that has a direct sequel from the last movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was... Okay.
Well, if you watch Ghost Protocol, because I did like a...
I haven't seen those since they came out.
Yeah, know? I did a marathon before I saw the new one, Rogue Nation.
Rogue Nation.
Yeah, yeah. Rogue Nation. And at the end of Ghost Protocol, they talk about the Syndicate, and then that's what the whole Rogue Nation's about.
Isn't it like the X-Men Days of Future Past Rogue Cut?
Rogue Nation. I didn't watch that.
I haven't watched it yet. I want to, though.
I don't care for Anna Paquin, so I just...
Really?
Yeah. Not yet. I haven't seen it. I will.
Ah.
I'd watch it here if you buy it or if you bring it over. Oh, okay.
I'll bring it over here.
All right, bring it over and I'll watch it, but I have no interest for Anna Paquin. I think she's the weakest actress in that whole franchise, along with Halle Berry.
Meh. Halle Berry.
I saw Trainwreck.
Was it good?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Amy Schumer, I think she's funny. She's not the funniest, but...
Yeah, I'd agree. I don't think she's super funny, but...
I really like Bill Hader. He's really funny. And this
How
is
bad
not
as LeBron James.
He was hilarious the whole way through.
He might be in Space Jam too.
This is definitely not a typical Judd Apatow movie. It's not a Seth Rogen movie. Like, you walk in, you expect it to be Seth Rogen, Judd Apatow, standard fare. Not that at all. It's very much a love story that has a lot of really
raunchy
It has a little bit of raunchy stuff. That's funny stuff, but the true heart of the movie is that it takes all these things that everybody experiences in relationships and then makes them funny. And it does it so well. Like, she actually wrote the movie and she did a really good job writing the movie, way better than she did acting in it. I liked it a lot. I'd probably give it like a B+.
Yeah.
So
isn't John Cena in it?
Yes, John Cena's in it for a little while.
Yeah. I ran into John Cena once. He's actually a pretty cool dude.
Well, this doesn't pique your interest. Okay, so she's dating John Cena in the movie, initially, before she meets Bill Hader's character. And
is John Cena playing himself? Yeah.
He's playing himself,
okay.
but like a bodybuilder kind of character like himself.
Like an exaggerated version?
Yes. So they're in bed, and she's like, I want you to talk dirty to me. And he's like, I can't do that. She's like, just talk dirty to me. And he's like, okay, I'm thrusting up inside of you. Now I'm wiping the sweat off of my face. She's like, what are you doing? You're explaining what you're doing. She's like, do it better. Okay.
You don't need a play-by-play.
Commentary.
He's like, I drank a protein shake, and now I'm about to inject that protein into you. And she's like, stop it. You're horrible at this. And she's like, just talk dirty to me. So he starts speaking Chinese. She's like, what the fuck is that? And he goes, well, I started learning Chinese. This is the only way I can do it. I don't feel comfortable talking like that to you.
It was a good date movie, you're saying.
Yeah, that sounds like a great date movie.
It's a pretty good date movie. There's some funny moments in there for sure.
Definitely get you late afterwards.
Meh.
Meh. Maybe.
Maybe.
As long as you buy popcorn.
Depending on the girl, I mean.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I'm easy, so.
I'm not going to that movie with you. I'm sorry.
Other than that, I don't think there's been a lot of movies out that I've been wanting to go see.
Yeah.
Pixels? Like,
Pixels?
I have no interest to see Pixels.
Do we want to jump into Fantastic Four from there? Speaking of movies,
might as well. So, who saw Fantastic Four?
No.
Nobody.
Nobody. Okay.
No one. So,
everybody raise your hand if you didn't see it.
If you didn't see it?
If you did not see it.
Not that I say I won't see it at all. I probably will watch it eventually just to form my own opinion.
That's
going to
be
a
Netflix movie.
Yeah.
No, we almost went to see it today, me and Carrie, just to see how bad it was. But
we wanted to, okay, our thought process was, if we want to talk shit about something, we sort of have to experience it first, you know?
Well, can we watch it and go, like, riff tracks it while we watch it?
Yeah, you could probably do that.
Anybody else in the theater.
Yeah.
So I'm totally down.
You could live tweet the whole thing. Live tweet how awful it is while you're watching it.
Periscope the movie while we're disappointed.
Who's going to stop you?
They'd just be glad that somebody's watching it.
So look, hey, somebody bought a ticket.
Opening weekend, made $100. Yes.
I'm pretty sure I'll do more than $100.
Well, guess what?
So I was seeing 11 million was what it made this weekend, was what I saw.
You know, Google our friend. Let's find out.
Hold on. We're fact-checking.
It's really bad.
It sounds bad, and it just sounds like no one had a good time making that movie whatsoever.
So there's rumors about the director, too, isn't there? Josh Trank?
Well, I don't know if it's a rumor, but the guy's...
It's not a rumor. He came out and said...
Yeah, he said, the studio took over, too many cooks in a kitchen kind
of
deal.
Yeah, he said that there was a cut of the movie that he really liked that he thought was good.
Right.
But the movie studio made him make changes that he felt like ruined the film.
It made $26.2 million. Way under the $40 million expected. What was the budget on this movie?
It was...
too much.
100-something, wasn't it?
120, I think.
Now is anyone watching gonna go thank Tim Story for his version of Fantastic Four?
What about Roger Corman? That movie.
I have never seen that.
Really?
Has anyone actually seen it?
Yeah.
I've seen the trailer and bits and pieces of the
movie. There's a documentary based on that too. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet. I don't think. They
got it showing on the screen up there, but
with that,
I've never seen. I've been in I think Bedrock Comics, and they had it showing on the screen up there, but I've never seen the whole thing.
The Thing was actually not bad in that movie.
I didn't think The Thing in Tim Story's version of Fantastic Four was all that bad.
Michael Chiklis.
I thought he did a pretty decent job.
He wasn't the problem in that movie. It was the cheesy CGI and the overly jokey characters. Like, apparently, that was the problem. Like, the first movie was the first two releases of the Fantastic Four in the modern era were too jokey and too goofy.
Yeah.
And this one was way too dark. Like, there has to be some kind of middle ground.
They tried to base it like on the Dark Knight type of dark. But exactly what you said, there has to be some kind of middle ground of between.
I don't think we'll ever find it, though. I think they've ruined that chance. Nobody's going to go see a Fantastic Four movie ever again.
So they already had a planned sequel, which the Fox basically said, hey, we're not going to do the sequel to that movie because it's crap. So in that place, instead, we're going to do a Deadpool sequel already.
I read a Twitter thing about after they did a screening of Fantastic Four, they gave everyone a survey asking them what Fox should do with the franchise. Should they keep it, get rid of it, or give it back to Marvel?
So that's what I was going to bring up. Like, how much leverage does this give Disney, Marvel, to get a hold of these characters again?
Pretty damn good, I say.
I don't think they should ever have their own movie, though.
This goes to prove the point what Marvel did. They canceled Fantastic Four to not be involved with this horrific movie, pretty much.
Well, I mean, unofficially.
Unofficially, yeah.
They've denied rumors of that left and right, but, you know, the Fantastic Four series went away, you know. All the characters from the Fantastic Four are spread across the Marvel Universe. They're all in different places now. I mean, the Thing is part of the Guardians now.
Yeah. Isn't Thaddeus Ross, like, in the Secret Wars? Isn't he, like, the Thing?
In an alternate reality version of Secret Wars. Yeah, Thaddeus Ross is the Thing.
I just heard about that on the Comico Podcast, which is available at comicopodcast.com.
Thanks for the plug.
All right. So going back to the Fantastic Four movie bombing, let's talk about Deadpool.
Woohoo!
All right. So the Deadpool trailer finally came out.
Two versions of it, too.
Yeah, two versions of it.
Yeah.
Better than anybody would ever have expected. I mean, you saw the little teeny tiny, you know, horrible clip from Comic-Con, but they have a hit on their hands, no matter what.
It's exactly what I expected. I mean, the script leaked a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it did.
And I read the script, and I fell in love with the script. It's exactly what I was hoping Deadpool would be. And, you know, they had to change some things, obviously, in production as it went along. It didn't make sense for them to use Garrison Kane because the metal arms were going to be way too cost prohibitive. You know, all their morphing around and stuff.
Yeah. They took him out of the script.
They took him out of the script. I mean, that's a minor thing. The core things in the script stuck around, and you can tell that from the trailer. So watching the trailer, it was exactly what I hoped it was going to be. It looks amazing. Negasonic Teenage Warhead looks really cool. Colossus was going to be great, and you can see Weasel and Blind Al. I mean, the Blind Al scene, that excited me beyond all else. I'm so excited that we're going to finally see this crotchety old woman that Deadpool's captured and locked in an apartment with all kinds of traps and pitfalls and shit just to fuck with her.
Did y'all see all the if you freeze frame it, and someone did like a screen grab of the apartment, there's actual like Deadpool dolls in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of funny.
That's what I love about them. It's going to be such a self-referential movie.
Very meta.
You're going to have to watch it like 6 or 7 times to get everything out of it. Yeah.
Which I probably will in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
They make fun in the trailer. They make fun of Green Lantern.
Yeah.
You know, he
fucking apparently hates. There's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah. Good.
From what I've heard, there's going to be a lot of making fun of Green Lantern.
There should.
And Wolverine Origins Deadpool.
I hope so.
There's at least 3 jokes in the script about that. Hopefully are still in the movie.
It's like, hopefully they don't sew my mouth shut.
Like, there's a scene in the script that I don't know if it's still there or not, but he goes to this little kid's house, and he's, like, in this kid's bedroom, and he has a bunch of action figures, and he picks up one of himself from the Wolverine Origins movie with his mouth sewn shut. He goes, who the fuck would play with a toy like this? And just, like, throws it against the wall.
That's funny.
Like, there's so many cool things in the script that I read and that I've seen in the trailer.
I read the first part of the script. I didn't want to read anymore until I wanted to save it all for the movie, you know what I mean?
I'm I'm the biggest Deadpool fan that I know. I know one other guy who has more collectibles Deadpool wise than I do, but I'm hardcore Deadpool fan.
Yes, and you are.
I think they're doing him a lot of justice in this movie. I can't wait to see it.
Comes out sooner than we expect too. It's February.
February 12th.
Yeah. Well, it's only 6 months away.
I know. I'm counting.
Wow. You have the timer on your phone.
I should.
Countdown clock.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, I mean, so the sequel they're already rumored. It could be. It's still rumor. He has it right there. Bill has it. Look at that. 186 days, 14 hours, 33 minutes, and 17 seconds from now.
Hopefully we'll be going to a screening a couple days before then.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I was like, I'm more likely we'll see it before that.
But so the sequel rumor is it could be Cable.
Yeah. Well, they're going to do a New Mutants movie anyways. They already mentioned that.
They talked about an X-Force movie too.
At some point, they're going to have to introduce Cable. They're going to have to introduce New Mutants. All those people are going to have to team up together and then eventually become X-Force.
Because they sort of introduced a couple of the New Mutants and X-Force characters in Days of Future Past, mm-hmm. but briefly.
Yeah.
If you like blink so fast, you might miss them type of...
The question is always going to be, what's the lineup going to be? What characters do they decide to pick from New Mutants to put into the movie? And eventually, what characters are they going to use for X-Force? Because X-Force has a really long roster. There's been a lot of different teams. And there's a lot of really, really cool mutants that we haven't seen yet.
Okay, I bet you anything Deadpool's going to do so fucking well... It's going to be the Deadpool version of X-Force.
He's going to be the linchpin. But it's not necessarily going to be the Deadpool version of X-Force. It could be the 1990s version of X-Force, and Deadpool's just a part of it. Yeah.
I want to see Psylocke in it. I want to see Deadpool in it.
Shatterstar. Warpath.
Oh, man.
You could see Phantomex.
Phantomex would be awesome.
You could see Archangel. I mean, there's a lot of different routes this could go. I want to see Wolverine.
Cannonball, though.
You see Wolverine. You see Cannonball, Sunspot. Damn. I mean, the roster's huge of who they could pick for X-Force.
I want Strong Guy.
Well, he's more X-Factor.
I don't care. X-Force. I want Strong Guy.
I'd love to see an X-Factor movie, too. Like, Madrox, maybe doing the detective agency. Oh, that would be so good. But, I mean, that's...
You know what would be cool? The version of X-Factor, the Peter David version, where they're actually owned by a company?
Yeah.
That would actually be really cool, too.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, there's a lot that Marvel and Fox could do together to make the X property successful.
And there's rumors that they're trying to work on a TV series based on the X-Men.
Yeah.
So I mean, you have all these B, C, D, all the way to, you know, F, E, D characters from the X-Men universe that are ripe to be introduced on the television series and then pushed into the movies.
And really, you can create any character and give them any abilities and just go mutant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they can create an X-Men series that's just like a new class of X-Men. That's
how do you do that without getting repetitive, though? Because I think that was a problem with Heroes, because they ran into that same situation,
well,
too.
Well, if they do it, okay.
They don't use the same kind of powers they use for everybody else. They use characters like Blob, who's like a giant fat guy who absorbs whatever. You use characters like Marrow, who has bones growing out of her body that she can pull out and use as spears.
I want to see the X-Men TV series to be set in the school setting.
Yeah.
So you have classroom, then it's in it, because you can do so much with that setting.
Quentin Quire.
Yes.
If he was the linchpin of the TV series, that would be incredible.
So it's not just, hey, we're fighting the monster of the week type of deal. It's their everyday lives. It's typical. It's, you have to have something like that to flesh out a 22-episode series, season.
And, I mean, Fox has already taken the Batman universe and kind of turned it on its head and created Gotham, which is really... The best way to look at it is that it's an alternate reality version of the Batman story.
I like Gotham.
I enjoy Gotham, too, and I don't judge it for the things that it's changed. And with X-Men, if they made an X-Men series and did the same sort of thing, made it an alternate reality version of, you know, I think that would work, too.
Didn't they do a long time ago, didn't they do... was a horrible...
Generation X.
That's what I was thinking of.
Actually, I watched that show back in the 90s.
Yeah. That was horrible.
Came on CW. Or, I guess, WB back then.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they also had that Canadian show they called Mutant X that started out being...
They should just bring back the X-Men animated series and plop that in on Saturday night at 7 p.m.
All right, everybody. One, two, three.
I have the first three seasons of that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have the DVD. VHS tapes that you got at Pizza Hut.
I do too. I worked at Pizza Hut when those came out.
Oh yeah.
And one of my
Did you steal them all?
No, one of my first jobs that I worked in the it was like one of the locations where they actually had, you know, tables in the restaurant. One of my first jobs when I first started working there was to put together the standees. Those are an impossible motherfuckers to put together. I was so excited. I'm like, oh, X-Men, like, Days of Future Past. I'm like, yeah, all right.
That reminds me of a funny story. I used to work at McDonald's, and I was a manager there for a long time, and we had the giant Ronald McDonald display.
Yes.
That had the toys in it. Well, every, like, 5 years or so, they would change that out with a new standee. So the other McDonald we got to throw away, but I took him home. For, like, 6 months, I rode around with him in the passenger seat of my car.
So that how you got through the
I never used it on the Easy Tag or anything.
It doesn't work.
But I got a lot of weird looks from people. You know, Ronald McDonald hanging out my window. It was awesome.
Did you ever try going through the drive-thru in McDonald's with that?
Different ones, yeah. Not mine. I would go through other ones and be like, hey, where'd you get that? Like
Burger King. We're buddies is what it is.
I tried that, too. Yeah, we played around with it. We carried him around the mall with us.
You know, speaking of Burger King, I just read this article. You know, John Bush from Anthrax and Armored Saint, one of my favorite vocalists. There's this article that he just got interviewed about, which is it's really strange. So for about a 5 or 6 year period, I think we talked about this before, he was the voice of the Burger King commercials. And
Burger King had a voice?
Yeah, like when when they first introduced like the King character.
Oh, okay.
The guy that was doing the voiceover in the commercial was John Bush from Anthrax.
Huh.
But now he said you can look for him on YouTube, and I've been meaning to do that, but. During the interview, he said that what he does now, he doesn't, you know, metal doesn't really pay the bills. So him and his wife, they own a casting company for commercials. And he says he makes a shitload of money doing that.
Cool.
All right. What's your favorite Burger King commercial of all time?
Burger King commercial?
Yeah.
I don't have no idea.
You don't have one?
No.
Dave? A weird question.
It is a weird question. If there's a show for it, this is the show, right?
There was the one about... God damn it. There was the heavy metal one.
Yeah.
That's, I'm sure, the one you're thinking of. I'm trying to remember how it went. It wasn't my favorite Burger King commercial, though.
What was your favorite?
My favorite one was, it was one of the very first The King ones, and where the guy, like, wakes up in the morning, and he goes to his window, and he sees The King, like, way out at the tree line. And he's like, that's weird, and he turns his head, and he looks back, and he's right there. That's my favorite Burger King.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Have you ever seen the Eat Like Snake commercial?
No.
I think so.
Have you ever seen it? Either of you?
So.
Can we YouTube it real quick? And tell your audience to go and listen to watch the Eat Like Snake commercial on YouTube.
This is the interactive portion of the show.
Yeah.
So what are we looking for, Rich?
Just go type in Eat Like Snake.
Eat Like Snake.
Eat that Like Snake.
Sounds really familiar.
Sounds really dirty.
It's my favorite Burger King commercial. It's pretty spectacular.
Okay, so everyone at home or wherever you are listening to us, YouTube Eat Like Snake commercial. And
okay.
We're about to watch it.
We're about to watch it live on the show.
But only one shot to master the Chase Mobile app.
There's some other music playing in the background. Stupid advertisement on another website. I hate that. All right, here we go. Eat Like Snake.
Meat. Soda.
Eat Like Snake indeed.
What the fuck? Where did you come across that?
I came across that like 7 or 8 years ago, and I love showing it to people because it's so fucking weird.
Okay, so speaking of...
It's a little bit racist, though, if you think about it. Especially at the end.
All right, so we had a meeting earlier, Justin and I did, and at this meeting, there was a huge bag of dum-dums, the suckers, right?
Be nicer to the people that were there. Come on.
What? All right. So we tried a couple. These are what they're calling either mystery, limited edition mystery dum-dums. So there's three different ones you can get here.
Don't tell them what they are. Just give them to us and see if they can guess what the flavors are.
Yeah, we'll talk about the flavors afterwards.
Unwrap them and hand them out so they don't see the thing.
Yeah. So this is another interactive. Okay, this one's for you.
All right.
Don't eat it yet.
Does it say what on there? It says what the potential
things are.
Well, don't mix them up. Like, can't put the wrapper near.
No, it doesn't tell you what they are. They're all.
It says what the potential could be.
So all of them have the same potential then.
Yeah.
Okay.
We sort of figured it out already, though.
His looks completely different than mine.
There could be different flavors.
Me and Dave might have the same one.
All right.
Yours is a little more red.
Yep.
Mine's you should get that checked out.
Yeah. Mine's a little bit more period red.
Oh, I know which one I got, too. You want to trade with me?
Ask that after that comment. No.
No, I'm scared.
You guys have the same one. All right, everybody.
No. We're going to go.
We have the same ones.
We're going to go in a row. So Dave will go first.
All right.
Let's get his opinion on what he's eating.
It's not dick. This can't be worse than that Harry Potter.
I think Dave and I lucked out. I think we got the best ones.
He has it in his mouth. He's tasting it.
It's not bad. It's not particularly good either. I have no idea what the flavor is, though. Like, I can't identify it.
Is it like pizza?
Anything. No.
What?
No, I wouldn't. I don't.
Try yours, George.
George is next. Okay.
God damn it. This is like the most oddest thing ever.
We're quiet. This is not good.
That's getting worse as I go.
Yeah?
Yeah. It is like quite a bit.
What flavor do you think it is?
I don't know.
What about you, George? What do you think? Yeah?
I have no idea.
All right, what did you get? Justin is tasting his now.
I know what it is, though. Because I've already tried the other two.
Yeah?
So I know what this is.
Is it a good one or a bad one?
It's the best one out of those three you can get.
Damn it, I don't.
I'm really scared.
All right, so Bill's next. Okay, this is probably the worst one.
It's absolutely the worst one.
The look on his face says it all. Okay, this does taste like pizza now that you mentioned it. That's disgusting.
Close.
What did you say?
Lunch meat? Salami?
Bacon.
It's actually bacon.
It's bacon.
That was pretty good guess, I'd say. That.
Like this is like caramel popcorn or butter, like buttery popcorn,
so,
right?
So, yeah, there's three different flavors are buttery popcorn.
Buttery popcorn.
Buttered popcorn, pizza, or bacon. And I know which
this
one
is,
I fucking got.
This
is horrible.
Does not taste like buttery popcorn.
Well, like I knew it had to taste better than the bacon or the pizza, so we really did luck out because those are horrible.
I have not put this in my mouth. Who wants to try the bacon?
No, thanks.
Here.
You ever had Tombstone pizza before?
Uh-huh.
This tastes like freezer-burned Tombstone pizza.
Mm. There you go. Dave is going to do it again.
So here's bacon.
See, this is the part you should be periscoping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's enthralling.
It is pretty enthralling. Right? We can be pretending we're not even doing something
dirty, we promise.
George, why do you taste like bacon? What's going on?
Yeah, you know me. I just bathe in bacon.
It tastes like...
It's smoky.
Yeah, it's very smoky. Yeah. It tastes like when I'm...
God, it's horrible.
When I'm barbecuing and it gets real... Like, the pit's really going.
Yeah.
That's what this tastes like. Yeah. It tastes exactly like that. It
tastes like smoky bacon.
Mm-hmm. So as a result, I'm not hating it so far.
It gets worse the longer it goes.
Hey, this one did too.
I luckily have a root beer, so I'm good.
That's the best one.
It is. All right.
You got one to clean your palate, basically? Yeah.
The palate cleanser.
I should have got another palate cleanser while I was there.
Should have grabbed the whole bag.
John didn't even know it was there. Those are my suckers? Where'd those come from?
That's like a 10-pound bag of dum-dums. How did you not know it was there?
That's the stuff you hand out on Halloween to piss kids off.
Yeah.
I want to find these and only give away these during Halloween.
It's like, here, you fucking assholes.
You got to wrap them up in like the lemon ones.
Right. So let's talk about a couple of topics.
I think my grape has turned.
We talked about the Deadpool trailer, which is going to be freaking amazing. Let's talk about this whole Channing Tatum Gambit debacle, that thing that...
Debacle? Happened. What debacle?
Well, last week, it was one point he was out of the movie, and then like the next day, he was in the movie. He was signed on the contract. He was just trying to get more money, I think. That's the only thing it was.
Probably.
Well, especially since it was him that was instigating the whole thing with, I think it's Laura Schuler Donner, to get the movie made in the first place.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, so I saw these headlines, but...
Take the bacon pop out of your mouth.
We were almost saved from a Gambit movie, but now it's going to happen.
Oh. And it's like, am I understanding correctly that Channing Tatum is in to play Gambit?
Is yes.
That, yes. Yes. Yeah. Channing Tatum is... It.
Okay, I he's don't not hate the Channing Tatum.
No, I don't either.
But he's not...
He's not Gambit. Gambit, no. Actually, we made these jokes already on my show, but I'll say them again. Miguel said, Magic Mike's going to be Gambit. And I said, yeah, he's got kinetic energy. He's a pole dancer.
Yeah. Oh. That should stay on your show.
No, Kerry, have you had much, much worse?
Yeah, I know I have. I'm not saying. But... I don't know.
All right, that's all that I can stand.
Well, it's horrible. No, you have to eat it all now. I didn't tell you that rule.
They're also looking at... I can't remember which actresses they were to play Belladonna.
Yeah?
So
are they going to... Do you think they're going to use Rogue?
They're probably going to do the Morlock storyline, because that's probably the best standalone Gambit story.
What about the Gambit when he was the leader of the Den of Thieves?
That didn't happen until much later, and it wouldn't work without context of who Gambit is.
Sure. I mean, maybe go early, like when he was with the Gills.
Well, I mean,
Belladonna.
Yeah, well, the Guild and the Morlock story. I mean, that all kind of happened at the same timeline, right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
It's true.
What's that?
I just turned my phone on, so something on Facebook says, if you're having a bad day, just remember someone from your hometown is still trying to become a rapper.
There you go.
Makes you instantly feel better.
So, I mean, are you guys excited for a Gambit movie? I mean, we've had Gambit already. Which,
I don't... Well...
No, we haven't.
We just pretend that movie never happened.
Fine. That movie... What movie?
Exactly.
Gambit's a character that I like, and... If Channing Tatum was sitting there saying, I love Gambit, I've always loved Gambit, he's my favorite character since I was a kid, I want to make a Gambit movie and do it right,
yep,
like Ryan Reynolds did with Deadpool, I'd be 100% behind him, because I feel like he would be true to the character and do the best that he could. It may not still be a great movie, but I would at least be kind of excited for it. But I'm not getting that. I'm getting a guy who's like, well, I'm a fairly successful movie star. I want to make more money. I want to be on a Marvel movie and make more money.
I want to be a superhero.
Yeah, pretty much.
So this is a character that I can kind of fit into. Let's just make a Gambit movie. And it seems like it's real nonchalantly just sort of thrown together, and I'm not excited about it at all.
Well, and this is who they're looking at to play Belladonna, is Lea Seydoux, who's she's from a movie called Blue is the Warmest Color, and also is going to be the Bond girl in the new James Bond film, Spectre.
Spectre looks pretty amazing, too.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
Is Sam Mendes directing that one?
Yes, he is.
Yes. I think they say it was his last one, though.
Was it the last one? I don't think they should get Joey Belladonna. Or Belladonna the porn star.
That'd be better.
And they're looking at Abby Lee, who is best known for playing the wife Dag in the Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay.
And then the last one they're looking at is Rebecca Ferguson, who was recently in Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
So how badass does that Mad Max video game look?
It actually looks really good. When I first heard about it and I first saw the trailer, I was like, this is going to be kind of like something to glaze over and not worry about. But more I saw the gameplay and like how to play the game is going to go about. Like, you literally start with nothing and you have to get everything back.
It's like Grand Theft Auto. Mad Max.
Kind of. Yeah, Mad Max meets Fables, kind of.
What's the name of the world from Mad Max?
The Wasteland?
Wasteland, there you go. It's Grand Theft Auto Wasteland.
It looks really good. Or Borderlands. The next game I really want to play.
It looks really good.
Speaking of the Mad Max, maybe you read any of the comics that are going along with it?
I haven't.
I have the first issue.
I didn't even realize that the comics were coming out until the second one, it hit the stands, and I just didn't get a chance to go back and get the back issues. I'll probably pick up the graphic novel, though, when it's available.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron is not coming back for a sequel, though, apparently, for Mad Max.
Why not?
I don't know. Well, her and Tom Hardy didn't get along. That's the rumor from the production line, is that they were arguing a lot on set. But that's just, hearsay.
My understanding of that was because neither of them had a really clear idea of what the fuck they were doing. Like, when the movie was done, they were like, oh, okay. Like, they didn't really get it until it was done.
Right.
They were able to see it in its completed form.
Yeah, Tom Hardy had to give an apology after a screening at Sundance.
Yeah, right.
We talked about that on the show before.
Yeah.
Wow.
So smack in the face, Tom Hardy.
I think the game looks pretty awesome, though.
I really want to play the
game. There's a lot of freaking...
When does that game come out?
September 1st.
Cool, soon.
There's a lot of games coming out this year, man. I'm just like, how am I... I don't know how to afford it all. You really can't. So it's like...
You could trade in some of these.
And get a dollar for them, no.
But you've got enough of them that you could do that.
Yeah. You have enough games that are old enough so you can get... the new game for free.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Rockman 4? Anybody going to come over and play it?
No.
Go on.
I'll try, but I sucked at Rockman.
I was good at Guitar Hero back in the day.
I was okay at Guitar Hero, but Rockman is considerably, supposedly, harder.
So, those kinds of games, the guitar part of them, like the drums I think are fun, but like the guitar stuff is weird for me because I actually play guitar. And so I'll hit a song that I actually know how to play. It's like, this is all fucking wrong, and I'm fucking it up real bad.
It's like, I know what I'm doing. What the fuck?
Shut up, game. You're wrong.
Let me plug in my real guitar.
I mean, and I have that game. So,
Rocksmith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fun because I'm actually playing
guitar. If they created a real drum game where you can plug in a drum set and play along like that,
isn't that what Rock Band is?
No. It's close. It's a close representation, but it's not real enough. There was an arcade game they used to have in it, like, I don't, like, it was MTV Drum something.
Drum Studio?
No, but it was like a big machine, and then you got in there, and it was like, there's a drum set. You played along to real music.
Hmm.
I fucking loved that game. It was amazing, you know?
Hmm.
I wish they'd do, like, a home version of that. They already, if you have the expensive Rockman drum set, it's close enough, but, you know?
Maybe the new Rock Band drum thing will be more realistic.
And the Guitar Hero that's coming out this year doesn't even have drums in it.
Didn't they used to have drum sets, though?
Yeah. They're horrible, but...
Well,
you could use your Rock Band drum set for it anyway, so... But the Guitar Hero, apparently, that's coming out, it's a totally different type of guitar. So Rock Band, it looks... I've seen previews of it. It looks more of the same, but just a little bit better, you know what I mean? Which I'm happy with that. I'm okay with that. So Halo 5 comes out this October? Rise of the Tomb Raider?
I've never finished the last Tomb Raider game.
It's one that I really enjoyed the Tomb Raider game,
yes.
But it I didn't play it until like earlier this year, actually.
Star Wars Battlefront? Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
I really want to buy that.
Did you see the video of the aerial fight?
Yes.
Did you see what happens when Darth Vader finds you?
Yes.
That's scary.
Darth Vader will choke the fuck out of you.
It's scary looking.
Yeah.
And I was under the impression that there wasn't going to be any.
They said there wasn't going to be
at all.
Apparently, from a couple of reviews of people that played it, like they said it's not that great. It's sort of lackluster, but.
It wasn't great in Battlefront 2 either.
No,
honestly.
It wasn't.
Like, I enjoyed it, and I got pretty good at it, but it was all. It was all pretty much the same thing. Like, once you figure out how to do one space battle, you know how to do all of them, and it was all kind of the same.
I'm looking forward to Lego Dimensions. That has got me by the balls, basically.
Are you really going to buy it?
By the little Lego bricks. I'm debating. I don't know.
Because you already have the Disney Infinity thing.
I know. But you can have Doctor Who and Back to the Future and Lord of the Rings and all the shit together. It's playing to everybody's fandom, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it looks expensive.
It is expensive.
What I was going to say, Star Wars, I finally played the Battle Pod arcade game.
Oh, you played it?
I did, and it's hard as shit.
Is it really?
Well, not that it's hard, because I played the harder level where you're in the Millennium Falcon, and that level was supposed to be harder, but I actually beat it. On the other levels that were supposedly easy, I had a hard time. But it's very disorienting because of the dome shape, and you have to look everywhere and shoot everything. And it's fun, though. And expensive.
So, going away from video games, did you hear that New Line is prepping a new Nightmare on Elm Street movie?
Yes.
What do you feel about that?
But why?
I liked the last one.
I did too.
I thought Jackie Earle Haley was an awesome Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
I would like to see more of him as Freddy. But
I think I told him that I liked his Freddy when I met him at Comic Blues. I was like, I love your Freddy, dude. And he's like, nobody says that.
He's like, you're that guy.
You're the guy.
You're that one guy that liked the movie.
Right.
But I assume that they're not going that way. They're rebooting it again, aren't they? Is that what this is?
They're also rebooting Friday the 13th. Again.
Again?
Yeah, again.
No way.
Yeah, way.
So, speaking of movies that we weren't expecting, Sony has released their basically schedule of movies for the next few years. Were you expecting a Bad Boys 3 and 4?
I was, actually. I didn't expect it to be a 3 and 4, but I did expect a 3.
You're getting them.
But they're shooting them back-to-back, for what I read.
Yeah.
And shouldn't they wait to see if the third one's good first before coming out with the fourth one?
They're assuming it has to be better than Fantastic Four, so they're just going to dive right in there.
It's like, fuck it, we don't care.
You have Ghostbusters coming out July 15th of next year already.
The female version, right?
The female version, yeah.
Because they're
supposedly going to have a lot of cameos in it.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd's supposed to be in it.
Bill Murray, I've heard recently.
Are you guys excited about it?
That too.
Ozzy Osbourne?
I'm not excited for the Ghostbusters at all.
I'm not excited for it either.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne's going to be in it?
Are you guys
going to
go see it in the theater?
I'll get it if I get press passes. I'll go see it if
I have. I feel like the whole thing, and I'm sad that I feel this way, but I feel like the whole thing is very gimmicky.
Yeah.
And that's going to ruin the whole thing. Like, I don't care that there's an all-female Ghostbusters team. Like, that doesn't bother me, but I'm also not really excited about it either. But it seems like, it just seems like a ploy. So as a result, I don't care. As a result, I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
See, I think if the casting had been a little bit different, I would be in to go see it. Because, I mean, I'm okay with 3 of the 4.
Wait a minute, which one don't you like? Oh, I know who you don't like.
Fucking Melissa McCarthy. She has no talent at all.
Just like her cousin.
Yeah.
Who's her cousin?
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know they were related.
They were related, yeah.
Did not know that.
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
Did not put that together.
I
told you what kind of Ghostbusters I wanted to see. Remember the Extreme Ghostbusters cartoon that I showed you guys? Yep. I wanted to see a movie version of
that. But there's supposed to be a male version coming out, too, of Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
which only adds to the whole gimmicky nature of it to me. It just makes it worse.
They're trying to make a universe out of something that's not there.
Yeah.
They're trying to copy Marvel, is what they're trying to do.
There is a comic series that just came out, which is exceedingly cool. It's called The Real Ghostbusters Meet the Ghostbusters.
Oh, I saw the cover of
that.
And it's the old 1980s Ghostbusters from the cartoon. They get trapped in like a dimensional portal and come to meet the real life Ghostbusters, and like the two teams have to work together to fight this like demigod.
Did you ever read the Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles crossover?
I never read that one. No, but
that one was fun.
Yeah, it's called Ghostbusters Get Real. That's the actual title, but it's really really fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that when it comes out.
Yeah, you should.
So we also have look forward to a new date for The Magnificent Seven, Underworld 5. Like, we needed another Underworld movie.
Is Kate Beckinsale back?
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale's going to be back.
Is she?
Is she back in leatherly strapped clad clothes?
We have
We
have a remake of Jumanji, because we're all hoping for that, right?
A remake of Jumanji. Yeah. Didn't they already do that with Zathura? Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Rainn Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a John Favreau movie?
John Favreau's first big movie.
Yeah.
That directorial debut kind of deal.
We also have The Dark Tower, Resident Evil 6, Bad Boys
Resident
3.
Resident Evil 6, Jesus
The Dark
Christ.
Tower as in Stephen King.
Stephen King, yeah. Yes.
They signed Ellie Larder for three more Resident Evil movies.
The on-again-off-again project is on-again, they're saying.
Why?
They just
she's
need
the
to
worst.
Not.
Like, everything else about it, I mean, not everything else, but there were things about the Resident Evil movies that were, like, fun to watch.
Yeah, they were.
Which?
But Ellie Larder was not the thing that made those movies fun. Ellie Larder sucks. And they signed her for three more movies.
Right.
You mean she wasn't the best part of Heroes?
Dear God, no. They killed her and they brought her back, and they killed her and they brought her back again as triplets. I was like,
oh, yeah.
No more Ellie Larder ever.
What about Varsity Blues, though?
No, I'm done with Ellie Larder. Done.
We also have to look forward to Uncharted in 2017.
See, I don't know how I feel about that either.
That's what happens after you shart once. The you uncharted. Okay.
Don't help him with that.
Womp, womp, womp. Is, God damn it. David O. Russell, is he still directing that movie?
I don't know. That'd be cool if he was.
I don't think so, because he has no idea what that game's about.
No. So, let's talk about some metal stuff.
Oh, no.
The Slayer, the legendary thrash band Slayer, as it is being profiled as part of the Smithsonian Institute's Places of Musical Innovation.
I saw that. That is awesome.
So you can go to the Smithsonian and read it and see a whole exhibit about Slayer.
Which is really cool because...
But to get in, you actually have to cut their name into your arm to get into the exhibit.
What? Okay.
Would you do that?
No.
No, me either.
I might, like, with my thumbnail, like, you know...
They'll have a temporary tattoo you can put on.
But no, that's cool, and you know, I was reading about that, and someone made the really good point, which I agree with, that it would seem like there were more obvious mainstream choices that you would think the Smithsonian would latch on to first, but that don't need...
Like Metallica or something. Yeah.
And it's like, but we don't need that. So that's what I think makes this choice even cooler.
In the echelon of metal band, Slayer is at the high end of that.
Sure.
Everybody knows the band, everybody knows the name. But
they never really had that mainstream prominence.
Well, yeah, not mainstream, but for the metal scene, they're like they're in the top three or four, you know?
Yeah.
Aren't they in concert right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about that, too.
Let's talk about that. That was a great segue, George.
Hey, learn from the master. There you go.
Which will lead straight into our other segue into George Hates Metal, but give us a minute.
Yeah.
We talked about the Mayhem Fest before on the show, right?
I think last episode is we talked about it.
Yeah,
last
episode time that we were all together. Yeah. So the one of the co-creators of the festival basically talked shit about how metal was horrible now and everybody was fat and bald and old. Just sort of
and that no one was willing to like give anything for the sake of the festival as a whole. Or the community as a whole, or whatever kind of bullshit.
So, yeah,
we kind of called him out for just not knowing what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, so this guy was talking shit about the band on his tour.
On his own tour.
While they were on tour. What a fucked up thing to do.
It's kind of like, hey, I got my money already.
But they didn't really.
Yeah.
So the tour did really horribly.
Tour didn't do well. Kerry King from Slayer came out and said, whoever put this thing together fucked up in his Kerry King kind of way that he does
things. The only Kerry King can do.
Yes.
Kerry King don't care.
No. And so that happened, and then like that was about 2 weeks ago, I guess, that mm-hmm. Kerry King thing happened, and then I guess just within the last few days find out the Rockstar Mayhem Festival is not going to happen anymore. This is the last time
that
they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So
way to kill a show.
It wasn't their fault. It wasn't the band's fault.
Well, and
it's the crappy band they had on.
Yeah. And I don't know, I was thinking about this earlier, and do you feel like the organizer, do you feel like the stuff that he said contributed to the downfall of it?
Well,
or do you feel like he was a failed captain bitching at his ship as it sank? Because I kind of feel like it was the latter.
You're probably right. It's like, okay, he realized it was going to shit, and he was throwing blame away mm-hmm. from himself.
Yeah.
And from the horrible choices they made on, you know, the tour package. So yeah, they're like, oh, well, yeah, because the tickets weren't selling because they were part of that, you know, you buy what, 666?
It was like the 666 combo.
You could buy, like, really cheap ass tickets to the tour and it still wasn't selling.
Yeah.
But that's not to show, that's not to say that Slayer isn't a headlining band still or King Diamond is not a headlining band, but.
I would disagree.
We'll get to that. Just you wait.
So, is it a net negative that there's a metal festival going away? Do you think?
No. Well, Maybe.
In the U.S. specifically.
Yes, in the U.S. I'm too old for that shit.
I have never been to a big all-day metal festival.
I have.
I've been to metal festivals, but they've all been more local, like local bands or bands that haven't broken through yet. But I've never been to like an Ozfest. I've never been to one of these.
I've been to Ozfest. I've been to Tattoo of the Earth. I've been to a lot of these different shows. And
I've been to Tattoo of the Earth.
It's just, you know, inside it's better for me. Because in the middle of, okay, this show happened in the middle of July in the Woodlands. It's an outdoor theater, you know, amphitheater type of environment. It's just, it's in the middle of summer in Houston. It's
a bad idea.
It's not a great idea.
I have been to two Gigantours. I did do two of those.
No, they're big tours.
So those were big ones. So I guess I'm kind of backpedaling.
Did you go to the first Gigantour?
I did.
You're the second time somebody's mentioned that today to me, that they went to the first Gigantour.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Dallas, wasn't it?
In Dallas, where Dream Theater played Cemetery Gates.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that audio.
They brought all the different vocalists out to sing different verses, and then Dave Mustaine came out and played the guitar solo. That performance,
at least Dave Mustaine didn't sing it.
Down. It was ridiculous.
At least Dave Mustaine didn't sing it.
Yeah, but they had, you know,
World Dane
and
Burton.
What's the guy's name from Symphony X?
Russell Allen.
Russell Allen.
Wasn't Life of Agony on that tour?
Life of Agony was on that tour. But yeah, that was a great show. So I have done that, but that's a little bit different because Dave Mustaine actually, or whoever thought it up for him, had the great idea that if we're going to do a summertime metal festival, let's do it the fuck inside.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
That would have been a great show to see. Symphony X is touring now with Overkill, which is a pretty weird lineup, but it's interesting. I don't know. So, King Diamond?
Oh, we're at that.
Diamond is touring after this.
We're at that segment now.
He's going to be doing a full tour, performing Abigail in its entirety, with Exodus actually opening up. That's a pretty cool lineup.
That's a cool show.
So George,
yes,
hates metal, right?
No, not true.
That's the name of the segment
that y'all gave. But yeah,
that's true. Let's talk about what we gave you as your homework this week.
Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it. Thankfully, I've been trying to put it off a little bit. But needless to say, y'all sat me down and made me listen to it unwillingly.
Strap into a table.
Almost. And then
Periscope that shit
and put
too.
Me live on camera.
That's true.
And people were giving me fat jokes, which was awesome. It's the internet. What are you going to do?
That's what the internet is good for, shaming.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that happened. I listened to it.
And we got to have your opinion, your full opinion.
Okay, so you did play one song. I'm going to go with the good first. You did play one song that sounded tolerable, and it was good. Like the music's really good. Like, the music's played well. But for goddamn, that man cannot sing for the life of me. It's the way I explained it to you guys earlier, it really sounded like Alice Cooper is being kicked in the nuts repeatedly over and over again.
And you're right.
Yeah, we can't really deny that.
So, King Diamond is terrible.
So I'm not alone in this. Sweet.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say King Diamond is a shit singer. But I cannot imagine a world without King Diamond. I'm so glad that he has been who he is. He is always, like you said, the compositions and the performances from the instrumentalists and everything have always been fantastic. It's really well written, really well played
stuff. He's a good showman.
He's a great frontman.
Yep.
He is a shit singer. And I was thinking about that earlier today, and I had a kind of a question for you, and you probably have some input on this. Anybody can jump in, but specifically are the hardcore metalhead guys here. He's not a good singer, but he's a good frontman.
Right.
Okay.
Alice Cooper is not a good singer, but he's a great frontman.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Marilyn Manson? Not a great singer?
Yeah.
He's passable, though.
I stays higher up than Diamond.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot more tolerable.
Yeah. But I just kind of wanted to see what y'all thought about what's the difference between a good singer and a good vocal, because you can be a good vocalist without being a good singer. Do you think so?
I agree.
Yeah, I've never thought about it that way, but yeah. Okay, so
I mean, okay, like Fear Factory, for instance, we love that album.
Yes.
Burton is not a great singer.
He's not a great singer. He's fucking horrible live.
But
he cannot carry I'm sorry. We're gonna go see him at the end of the month, but the last few times I've seen Burton C. Bell live on stage, he cannot hit those high notes.
No.
We saw him with Megadeth a couple years ago. And it was just, it was cringeworthy. You're just like, oh, what is he doing?
But he's good at the screams, and he's good at composition, because him and Dino write really well together. I think that's part of it. I think you have to work really well with the people that are backing you up, and you have to create something that you can all be proud of and just live for. I mean, you have to go for it. You have to go 100%.
I think that as the vocalist side of it is, if you're not a great singer, you still have to have some quality to your voice that's distinct, that has a personality about it.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's the difference between a great frontman and a great vocalist who can't sing, and some jack off in whatever band that you've forgotten about.
Let me ask you this question. King Diamond, if he didn't have just the shtick, the stage show and the makeup and all that, would you feel differently? He would just be an utter shit singer.
It would depend. I mean, he might not have the following he has now, and we may never have heard of him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those things are what brought him an audience to begin with. And, like, we've talked about this before, how people's ears change, and, like, the more metal you listen to, the better you get to at listening to metal.
Right.
Like, certain people, you can learn to love anything. And there are people that are, I'm sure, diehard King Diamond fans. Like, they love his voice.
There are. I know that there are.
You know, it's not, they'll never admit that he's a bad singer, you know? Despite that, they keep listening, and they learn to love what he puts out. So, I mean, I think that's part of it. You just have to give something to the public that is worth their love.
Okay, let me pose this question. Is there a band that any of you guys listen to that you love the band but don't like the vocalist?
I'm sure there's a couple of bands. I just can't think of them right now.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah?
Really?
He's a showman. I just can't stand when he's singing.
I don't want to say mine.
No, say you.
Go say it. Come on. You have
that shit eating grin on your face. Say it.
Maiden.
What?
Get out of here.
At least I'm not the only one. Sweet.
Yeah, I've never loved his voice. I just don't. I mean, he's good. The songs are all great. I've just never loved his voice.
Bruce Dickinson doesn't love you anymore.
It is what it is.
You're not going to be able to ride on his private plane. I'm sorry.
Wow. I don't know what to do after that. I did have that when I was thinking about that earlier today, though. I thought about something else that kind of ties into it.
Yeah.
So a lot of shitty singers in metal are good, decent to excellent death growl, harsh vocalists. Right. Yeah. Right. There's a lot of people who can do that style of vocal, but they can't sing.
Right? Totally.
But then you have people who can do both.
Like, and Michael Akerfeldt.
Really well. Like Michael Akerfeldt, like Devin Townsend, who can do both excellently. So I'm wondering, is there something about learning how to sing proper that carries over into being able to do death growls excellently? Because the what I've noticed is the guys who can really sing aren't just good at the harsh vocals. They're really good at it.
Exactly. They're clear. They're cohesive. It's okay. So like Paul Kerr from November's Doom is one of them.
Yes.
Dan Swano is one of them.
Yes.
They can sing beautifully, harmonically. Then they can just go into these deep growls that
and it's articulated.
It's articulated. It's that's my favorite shit right there.
Yeah.
Enslaved?
Yeah.
Not so much, sometimes.
That's a really good point.
I'm just looking at your shirt, so I gurgle.
I think there's got to be something about the proper voice training that goes into really knowing
how to
sing. It's
also the way that you can control their breath, too.
Amorphous, too. The new vocalist from Amorphous, I'm listening to the new album, getting ready to review it. It's fucking phenomenal. He can do that clean vocal and the deep growls, the articulate growls, like just on the drop of a hat, you know what I mean? It's amazing.
Anyway, that was my my ponderings today.
So back to my George hates metal review, which is, you know, we need to put an asterisk in there somewhere that George doesn't really hate metal, because it's not true.
Just sometimes hates metal.
Just sometimes. King Diamond's definitely one of those moments where I will never take time out of my...
Oh, we're going to the King Diamond show.
Yeah, without me.
No, with you.
Mind you, I've never seen this man, what he looks like, or seen his show, so...
Hold on, we'll be doing this afterwards.
So I don't have that to go off of. I just had to go off of the songs that you made me listen to. And, I do not enjoy his voice at all. It's very ear-piercing in my eardrums.
Now, we mentioned Paul Kerr a few minutes ago. I have arrangements with him to come on the show soon. He has a new company that he just started called
Jesus.
George just saw a picture of King Diamond for the very first time.
And he thought it was Jesus.
Not Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, he's such a pretty fellow. Is that the same makeup he wears all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, he has a couple of variations, but it's all pretty much the same.
No, but going back to Paul real quick, we're going to have him on the show real soon. He has a t-shirt company that he started called Incognito, Inkognito. It's sort of like...
play on words, I get it.
Yeah, it's a play on words, but it's like one of those, it's like T-Fury, those type of things.
All right, right on.
It's really cool. Pick his brain about some geeky stuff. And who else do we have lined up for the show? We have Mel Howes, who's a local director. We're going to talk about some of his local filmmaking stuff. We have a really cool artist / author, comic book writer that I'm excited for, Scotty Young. Thanks to Bill over here for pulling that out of his ass. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we're just trying to work out with them because his wife's having a baby this week.
What an excuse.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I can go with that excuse. We're looking forward to having Scotty on the show.
Is it an A baby or an X baby?
I see what you did there. It's because he's writing AVX.
Yeah.
Which I need to read that. That looks really fun.
Y'all gave it a very good review on your...
It's so funny. He's writing a giant size little Marvel AVX, which is part of Secret Wars, but not really. Like, it's a tie-in, tied in. It's based on the Avengers versus X-Men series that happened a couple of years ago, but they're all children. You know, they're children versions of the characters.
He's done child versions of
characters. He's done A-Babies versus X-Babies before, and he does a lot of baby variant covers. But this particular series, the twins from the Age of Ultron movie show up, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. And they're trying to decide which team they want to join. It's the A babies versus the X babies. Both of them have their own tree houses with all their like cool little things built up in there. And they're trying to convince them whether they should be X-Men or whether they should be Avengers. And, you know, they do a lot of really funny and unique stuff in the book. It's very Animaniac style. That's probably the closest thing I can compare it to.
Okay, I'm down for that.
Scotty Young's just killing it. It's a great series. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. I can't wait to talk to him about it. Yeah, the new series coming out too.
Fairyland.
His
first creator-owned title with Image.
That's right. Image is killing it too. We talked about that earlier today.
Yes, we did.
Like, used to be like way down on the list, like number 5 or 6. Now they're like, we talked about this earlier. Maybe number 2 most of the months.
2 to 3. Yeah.
Yeah. Beating DC.
I think them and Boom Studios really upped their game a lot.
Yeah.
IDW has too.
Yeah. Well, IDW's always been kind of the...
IDW's been really big for like licensed properties. Like they do and I mean that draws a big fan base. But Image and Boom are really doing creator-owned independent books that are developing huge fan bases.
Boom started out as not creator-owned stuff. It was more licensed properties.
It was cartoon licensed stuff, like kids licensed stuff,
like old Disney cartoons and stuff like that.
They've evolved.
Yeah,
to the point where their kids stuff is now Kaboom.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. And they're adult stuff. I mean, they're getting just as many high quality writers as Images, and some of their titles are just as good as any of the best Image titles. So
yeah, most of the times I just look for Boom books, and I just try to look for the most.
Check out John Flood, Justin Jordan's new book. It's really good.
Uh-huh.
It's about a paranormal detective who the government experimented on him and turned off the part of his brain that required sleep. So he has
insomnia.
He never sleeps. He never sleeps at all ever. And so he does all kinds of other things to kill his time. the drawback of that is that he can't differentiate between reality and what his mind is like imagining as reality sometimes. So he does really bizarre things. He's really eccentric and so on and so forth. But that's it came out last week.
Does he possess the ability to sleep? Like, could he if he wanted to?
No, he can't sleep.
Okay.
What if he got knocked out?
Because I would really like to not have to sleep because I have a lot of shit to get done.
I'm right there with you.
At the same time, there's nothing better than a good nap.
Yeah. I wish we had 36-hour days. Like, that would just be perfect. Yeah.
Anybody else have any final topic for the evening they wanted to touch upon? That's a resounding no.
No.
I was looking around the room. No.
So, let's talk about one of our sponsors. Let's talk about getting great quality audio from a pair of headphones.
Yeah, how would you tweak that?
I would go to tweetaudio.com and order a pair of headphones because, number one, you're going to get free shipping. Number two, you're going to get a lifetime guarantee. It's going to last longer than you do. These things are going to last longer than a cockroach.
No, it's void when you die. Well, that's what lifetime means.
No, I don't think so. You can pass it on to your heirs. They can still have high-quality audio after you're gone in the ground or wherever you go. So go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the special code MetalGeeks, and you're going to save 33% off your next order.
Wow, a whole third.
Whole third off your order. Free shipping, lifetime guarantee, and a little bit of that money, whatever you spend on your headphones that you're going to buy anyways, going to come back to the show so we can keep on paying our monthly service fees and our hosting fees and all that kind of stuff.
And to do more fun stuff.
Buy better, equipment down the road. Everything that we make from any of this stuff goes right back into the show. That's for definite. That's true. I'm not lying.
Show means pockets, is what he's trying to say.
No.
That's the reason why none of us ever seen a paycheck.
I haven't seen a paycheck, and I've been doing it for 10 years. So, yeah, check out tweakedaudio.com. Order a pair of headphones today. Let's go around the table. Where can we find each other?
I'm Pop Mojo on Instagram. I also run the Instagram for Metal Geeks, and
where is that at?
It's at Metal Geeks.
Wow, how simple, how easy.
Unfortunately, you can find everything just by typing Metal Geeks.
That's right. Twitter, and Facebook, and Instagram, and Periscope, and not Snapchat.
No Snapchat.
Snapchat. You're about to say Snapchat.
I was about to say Snapchat.
We thought about Snapchat game. It might happen soon.
Oh, all right.
Maybe. I don't know about that.
Tinder?
I don't know what Tinder is.
He's on Grindr is what it is.
I don't even know what that is. I've been happily married.
We'll explain this joke to you later.
Okay, thank you. If you have to explain the joke, it's not very funny.
It was funny to us.
All right. So yeah, find us on all those cool places as well. And where can they find Mr. Justin over here?
You can find my show Comical Podcast at comicalpodcast.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and a whole bunch of other networks. I also do Adventures in Geekery with you.
Wait a minute, what is Adventures in Geekery?
It's our video show that we put out for CW Newsfix, all about our geeky adventures around town.
That's right. So go to adventuresingeekery.com and it'll take you straight to it. We have a new episode working on right now, brand new intro, which is pretty amazing. Thank you to Mike from Altness.com. He's done a tremendous job. Thank you, sir.
He really has. And we got a lot of big stuff coming up over on Comical in the coming months, so make sure to listen.
George?
Yes. You can find me on George Tripp for Instagram. You can find all my photos there. George Tripsis on Instagram and Facebook. And I also work on the Adventures in Geekery show, but I don't think I'm tagged on anything there yet.
You got an end credit in one of the episodes.
Oh yeah, that's right. I do have a nice little tag in there. Thanks.
George hates Adventures in Geekery as well.
That I can't tell you how many times I watched it over and over again. The expression on your face when that phone goes off, it's just like, yeah, I'd killed you or something. He's like, what the fuck look? And I know it's really bad saying this over a podcast because people can't see it, but go to Adventures in Geekery.
Watch the newest episode, which is all about basically the trailers from Comic-Con.
Yeah, we talk about Comic-Con
and
stuff.
Yeah, watch it till the very, very end. There's a little Marvel seeing at the end.
It's after pretty the awesome.
And Dave?
You can find my company, Geekazoid, online at ilovegeekazoid.com and ilovegeekazoid on all the social media. You can hit me up directly on Instagram and Twitter at RedVikingDave.
And so let's, you talked about a little bit of the places that you can find comical podcasts. We're involved in a lot of really cool sites. We mentioned altness.com. We're also involved with the Houston Nerdcast Collective, which is a bunch of really cool local podcasts, including comical podcasts. You can find us at Lightning Radio, nerdbong.com, esopodcast.com, and now podbros.com.
So it's like we get a new one every week.
Well, it's more coming.
Oh, maybe. See? There you go. It's just a lot more for you to read off at the
end.
Yeah,
we have something pretty big in the works right now, which I'm really super excited for, and we'll get to that soon, hopefully.
Soon, yeah. Yeah.
So, Bill and Justin are my guests this evening, so I'm going to let you guys end the show.
I always do it wrong, every time.
I know, that's why I'm letting you do it.
I think it's funnier when people get it wrong.
You got to start with the first one. Cause
keep it geeky.
No, say it louder. Say it loud and proud.
I always do it wrong. Keep it geeky?
Yes. Okay. No question. Say it loud and proud.
Keep it geeky.
And keep it metal.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.